Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yesterday, watching Senga deal, watching the Mets roll. McNeil, it's a three-run homer. They're up 4-0 in the sixth inning, cruising right along, about to sweep the Nationals. And Alonso makes a bad throw on a play at first base where Senga's running over to cover. He jumps up, comes down, grabbing his hammy. The feeling was just a sickening. Oh, God. Like, guys get hurt all the time. It happens. But, like, that, to have that happen, it was just sickening. And, look, before we get into the ramification of this, I got to say this. While this may not be Pete Alonso's fault, dude, learn how to throw the effing ball. I mean, come on now. Learn how to throw the effing ball. It's as simple as a play. Like, I feel bad for Pete because he feels awful about this, and I'm not saying that's why the injury happened. Matter of fact, Senga said afterward he felt it before the leap.
Yeah.
You could believe that if you want. I choose to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it's not an excuse. Forget about the injury. What if he throws it over his head and it costs the Mets a game in the postseason? Pete Alonso at first base is a liability because he can't throw the baseball. Learn how to throw the ball. Goodness sake, Pete! I mean, it's a simple play. Throw the ball. Pick it up and throw it. He's aiming it. He's flailing it. He's flopping his wrist. I can't take it. Learn how to throw the ball. Now, with that being said, I mean, good God, dude. I'm sorry. No, I had to get out of my system.
I mean, I just keep going by all means. This is good.
I
just have one thing to insert. Hashtag MVP.
Keep going. You got to throw the ball. I feel horrible for him. He was wearing it afterward. Like, yeah. He feels bad. I get it. He doesn't have to be Keith Hernandez or Donnie Baseball around the bag. But, dude, throw the ball.
He's a train wreck throwing the baseball. It's in his head. I never liked his throwing motion, even before this kind of crept in. You know, you hear the yips. I don't really know. Now you're incorporating the brain, which is obviously taking over the bodily functions and the mechanics at that point. I don't know. I'm not a sports psychologist, but he's just... He's aiming it. He's not just flowing being an athlete. He's got a problem throwing the baseball.
Okay,
big
so,
problem.
So that's number one. And then in that same inning, after that play, like the sickening feeling continued until Tyrone Taylor made a terrific catch in center field. All right, exhale, get out of the inning. Mets almost ended up blowing the game.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they did, because that would have been a real disaster. And then, negative feeling coming. But they won the game, so all is well. I don't think the injury is one that's going to kill their season. Like, I think they'll be fine. Senga, you know, his minuscule ERA. He was as nasty as you could be this year for the Mets, pitching like their ace, but getting guys back, BT, they'll be fine. Also, as long as Senga is healthy for the postseason, that's all that I care about at this point. Now, I'd like to see him get back to make a few starts in September before October, but I am okay with this if it's as long as he's back in the postseason.
I mean, he hurt his hamstring. How long is he going to be out?
Well, you know, Senga, that's the thing. I mean, with Senga, you just don't know.
I mean, he walked down the dugout stairs. He walked, I get it, slightly gingerly off the field. I mean, I didn't look like he tore it off the bone.
MRI
it's June.
Today.
He's going to become, he's going to, well, this miss 2 months.
But this is the thing with Senga. You know that. And that's part of why, remember, I can't you know me, I don't love Senga as much as everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I know. Let the calf last year, obviously the shoulder, the impingement, understood. He's definitely a little more brittle than you want. No, listen, this is not going to sabotage the Mets season because you have Manaea coming back here. But what it does do a little bit is here, like, the Mets' greatest strength right now is they've got an abundance of arms pitching really well. Yeah. And in some spots, pitching over who they've ever been at this level. If there's a slight regression with one of them and Senga's out for 2 months, well, now Manaea has to be really good.
Right.
And Clay Holmes can't have an innings issue because of the transition from bullpen to starter. I don't think this is a death blow at all. That's not optimal. I wish it didn't happen, but that'd probably be fine.
The margin for error becomes less with this. Now, Manaea coming back should help. Montas coming back eventually, you would think that should help. Or are they going to pitch to the level of Senga? I think Manaea is their best pitcher, period. But he's got to come back and actually do it. He hasn't pitched at all this year. And, you know, some could say, not that it was a fluke, but the second half, it wasn't like he pitched, you know, like Chris Sale the whole year. He changed his arm angle and he turned into an ace the second.
I think it was 18 starts. He was 17 or 18 starts.
Okay, whatever. So once he did that, he looked like a different pitcher. Now he was effective anyway. I think he'll be fine. I trust him to be their best guy. And I like the idea of having him fresh on in October because he hasn't pitched yet to date. So maybe the same thing can be said about Senga when he does come back. I just hope it's not...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
One of these, he's shut down for, where are we now, June?
Yeah,
no, July.
Middle of June here.
Yeah, all right, so is 2 months fair?
I mean, 2 months seems a little excessive. Right, again, based on the optics of the actual injury, I mean, there's hamstring injuries where you do like, I'll see this guy in 2 months. It's gonna be 3 months, like grade 3, off the bone, like he's cooked. I didn't get that sense, but I'm not providing the imaging. I don't know.
All right,
didn't look that bad.
2.5 months would be, let's say, the rest of June, July, August. If as long as he comes back, even mid-September, I need a couple of starts just to get him ramped up.
Yeah, unlike last year when he was just kind of thrust back in at the end.
Yeah. Now, remember, too, the big difference is he didn't pitch at all last year.
No, I know.
He came back for that one start, then got hurt again.
Yes.
So he didn't pitch at all. At least this year he's pitched for a few months, and you saw what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not ultimately worried about it, but obviously not a great thing to have happen with the Manchester. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Back to the conversation about the Knicks and their head coach. Sal is in Keyport. What's up, Sal?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Before we talk about the Knicks real quick, have you noticed that Soto, he raised his average about 30, almost 20-some-odd points this week?
No, we haven't noticed.
Yes, it was 234. Now, I looked this
morning. Did you listen yesterday, Sal? Where were you?
come on,
did the whole show on Soto. Okay.
Sorry, I'm in the backyard with my daughter doing my getting ready. I put in a pitch and putt in my backyard.
Look at you.
Pavers and stuff, yeah. Yes,
there you go, buddy.
She came over yesterday from Manhattan, and she helped me finish it off.
Now, Sal, while we love that, you can do that with either the radio on in the background or the Odyssey app.
We have music going. She wanted music.
What kind of music?
So
what kind of music? Give me a genre.
We have our own. I have my own playlist, so We had some Italian, some rap.
But Sal, here's the problem with that.
Everything, bro.
I respected you.
There is no problem with that. I had somebody helping me.
I get it. The problem with that is now you call up and talk about Soto a day late and a dollar short. Like, we did the Soto stuff yesterday.
So sorry. Yeah. So sorry. But let's get to the Knicks. Can't they go the opposite way and go to the WNBA and maybe get somebody from there? Maybe Rebecca Lobo would like to coach the Knicks? Maybe
is she qualified? I mean, does she want to coach? I don't know. Just get the best coach.
I think she's qualified.
I'm not saying she's not.
I think she's qualified.
She might be.
And is she a coach?
I don't know. She's just broadcasting.
So what? Why? She won't come from behind the mic to
I'm not saying that, Sal. I'm not saying that.
That would be fantastic.
Well, or it could be awful.
Patrick Ewing? What the hell did he do that he's not getting a shot?
Oh, Sal, I can't. Sal's all over the map here. Good God almighty. Sal. Honestly, I wonder if your daughter comes over a lot. You sound grumpy.
Sal, come on. I mean, I'm all for, hey, if there were a head coach in the WNBA that was qualified, and I want somebody with experience. So I don't want Johnny Bryant because he doesn't have enough experience.
Yeah, sure.
So it can't be like, let's say, Becky Hammon, who has experience, right? Mm-hmm. She's the one that I would know.
Yeah, Spurs bench.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, just do the process. Whoever you think is best, get the job.
Fair enough. But I'm not pulling people out of the broadcasting ranks. And we also went over the Ewing stuff yesterday. Again, Sal, if you put down the Italiano music and listen to BT and Sal, you'd be up on these things. I get it. You can't listen all the time, but...
Well, you think he's blasting Dominic the Donkey?
Yeah, I know. Maybe the, when the moon is your...
Oh, by a great piece of Barrett's Volper. Moment of the day. Don't knock it, buddy. Big moment today on Boomer
Sal
Geo.
Also was going to say that, hey, I don't know if you guys went over this, but I got a great call for Anthony Volpe's home run. If he hits a home run. Hey, Sal, come on. Let's get back to the calls here. Pablo called from Miami. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Sal and BT, man. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Pablo?
What's up, man?
Hey, it's a pleasure, man, to be talking to you guys. Finally, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
That's awesome. Our pleasure, buddy. Go ahead. What do you got, man? Welcome.
No, man, I was just hearing when you guys were talking about Pete Alonso issues throwing to the first base, and I was thinking about that a lot, and I think Pete, for the most part, has a pretty good defense in first base. His mm-hmm. major issue is the throwing, you know, to the running pitcher. But I think that they should consider using Pete more as a DH, and I want to know what you guys think about that.
Who's playing first?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing this out. You know, to try to minimize, you know, those issues, especially like towards the playoffs.
Pablo, I'm thinking the same thing as you, and thank you for the call. I'm thinking the same thing as you. Now, you know me, BT. I've said this for years. I even said this in the offseason about Pete. He should be the DH. Pay him like a DH. Get a first baseman who you don't have to worry about the defense. Problem is they're in season now, and the current options that they have aren't better than Pete.
Yep.
Let's say Vientos is back healthy. He's not a gold glove defensive first baseman anyway.
No.
You're going to have to live with it this year.
Yeah, I agree.
But beyond this year, I don't mind paying Pete and have him be here. They clearly need his bat in the lineup. I do mind him being the bulk first baseman or the first baseman. He's going to be upset with that. I don't care. I can't live with it. Dude, one bad throw could cost you a World Series.
A couple of bad throws have cost some games this year. No, it's just ugly, man. He doesn't throw the ball well. It's actually embarrassing how he throws. But, I mean, to bench him from the position, that's not something I'm doing yet. I'm not doing that in the middle of the season. Even if they had somebody like a Doug Mankiewicz type, remember the Red Sox?
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
And locally,
I want somebody who could put the bat on the ball but be a gold glove type first baseman.
Yeah, I mean, do those guys, are they around? Are they available? I'm not saying you don't kick the tires, but we both know Pete's not getting – he's going to be on first base. Whether you like it or not, they're not benching
him. But then what? You have to cross your fingers and hope in a postseason series? Forget about the
World
Series.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, you can't have it. You can't have it. When you know going in, you got to hold your breath, cross your fingers. Like, he's got to fix it. He's got to figure it out.
And I don't think it's just the tosses to the pitcher covering. You know, 3-6-3, plays at home, cutoffs. Like, he throws the ball awful.
It's clearly in his mind.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.